pay close heed to my every word.
Episode 372. I'm Matt Durson.
And I'm John Hunt, your host.
Oh, I was going to say, aren't you the host?
Yeah. Don't worry. Don't forget.
Here we are back against. I just did this yesterday, but this is such an important movie. It's a milestone. So we got to do this again.
All right.
Right.
Well, you're doing it again. I'm doing it first time.
Well, as the league, we're doing it again.
All right. Okay.
And here we go.
Oh, yeah. All right, we're drinking and talking Avengers.
We're talking more Endgame. I guess I got to ask right off the bat, what did you...
Here's what I thought of it. It was okay.
Yeah, okay. So you posted on Facebook, with the exception of Infinity War, you haven't
I haven't loved any of the Avengers movies. I haven't hated them. I think I got like a lot of crap from people that were like, "What's wrong with you?" And I was like,
"You have no heart."
I just I said I didn't love them. And I loved one of them. I had problems with this movie, but I didn't hate it. I had problems with Age of Ultron.
Yeah.
And the first Avengers movie I felt was more it was shot like a TV show. And I don't know. I felt character-wise it was great.
Yeah.
But story-wise it was a little thin.
Yeah, I think.
Which is the opposite of this one now, which is like, whoa, this is way story.
Story-wise. But I mean, they don't have to build characters. They've already done that through all these other movies. But, I mean, they did kind of, you know, there was a lot of character work with Tony Stark and his dad and Thor and his mom and Captain America and Peggy Carter, and that was I love the Hawkeye Black Widow stuff. I did like that scene a lot.
That was a surprise.
Yeah.
That's like, I think that was the problem I had with it, is that I was familiar with comic stuff, and so stuff where you know, that most regular people would be surprised by. I was like, oh yeah, no, I know. Captain America is also worthy to hold Thor's hammer, and Captain America is an old guy, and he gives the thing to Falcon, and wherever, you know, all stuff happened in the comics, essentially.
Right, but I still thought it was a great moment, just because I never thought they would pay that off when Cap is able to kind of move the hammer in Age of Ultron.
Yeah,
and I suppose he was just like, nah, I'm not gonna do it.
Yeah. He's just fucking with everyone.
I don't have to make everybody else feel bad and unworthy.
Because he's Captain America, doesn't have an ego.
Yeah. So I like that. I still got very excited when they did the hammer bit.
Since I knew it was coming, I was sort of like, oh, okay. I guess I just felt like this ending was sort of like the ending of the last Avengers movie.
The last Avengers movie?
Yeah. Infinity War.
Oh.
Yeah, no, where it was like a big... like bunches of armies running at each other. These are the problems I had, is it was like a little too Back to the Future-y too.
Back to the Future, although they went and said that was bullshit.
Yeah, I know, which then I don't understand the time travel in this one at all.
All right, we can't even, I don't know, I don't even know if we should get into that, but we'll get into that later. Finish your thought.
Now I don't have any thoughts because I got, but yeah, it was a little too Back to the Future-y too. It was a little to I don't know, I can't
I get every Avengers movie has been kind of like them against this armada,
yes,
you know, and I never bought it in the first two, you know what I mean? I definitely didn't buy it in the first one.
Well, this one everybody's in it, so I'm like, all right, yeah, no, I get that, but you knew that was going to happen when Doctor Strange's guys all come out and they all do that stuff. So
yeah, but that was cool, you know, on your left. That was all.
Yeah, no, again, I knew it was coming. So I was just like, okay.
Well, I know. We knew they were all going to come back to life.
Yes.
You knew the snap brought them all back to life. Like,
yeah.
Even though they didn't harp on it, which was kind of cool. Like, it was like Ant-Man going to the window saying, I think everything's okay. And then it was just, boo! Like, immediately they get attacked.
And then he felt all right after getting shot by it.
He wasn't bothered by that, was he? Well, apparently if he shrinks down, he can become, like...
Small.
A bullet, though. Like, whatever. They explained it in the first Ant-Man. How he is...
Can't expect to remember that. That was like 2014 or 15. I can't remember that far back.
Well, you know, that's okay.
And then Captain America comes back at the end as Joe Biden.
Well, he can't be in the Avengers. He's got to run for president, of course.
He's like, I got presidential stuff I got to take care of.
Now, I said last night that I obviously, you know, okay, yeah, give it to Falcon, whatever, but I was such a fan of the Ed Brubaker.
Well, yeah, that's what I was hoping for, too. Brubaker would be Captain America.
Yeah, I was hoping Ed Brubaker. No, I was hoping, you know, but whatever. It's not the comics, so who cares?
I mean, that probably would have been better if the Black Widow hadn't died, too.
I know, because they were knocking boots.
Yeah.
But so here's, I want to talk about, so like, yeah, that scene I thought
you
was really
you bring up stuff to talk to me, because I'm just going to ramble otherwise.
Okay, well, I want to talk about the scene with Hawkeye and Black Widow because I know you watched the Red Letter Media review.
Yes.
Right? How from the back.
Yeah, because I had the same questions as Mike Half in the Back.
But the question about Spider-Man School was very brilliant.
I had thought of that before I had seen that. I was like, wait a minute.
It never crossed my mind, but whatever. Like, it took me about
2 days before I did, and then I was like, wait a minute, this is 5 years, right? So,
yeah. I'm sure that'll explain something. But anyway, they said, like, I mean, well, the other guy, the beard guy.
Jay.
He said, like, he didn't think that scene was all that good because it was just a retread of the one from... No, it was totally different.
I disagree with Jay on that. I mean, I get what he's saying because the final shot of Black Widow at the bottom of the thing was the exact same one as Gamora.
But I think they did that on purpose as like...
It's like, hey, we're referencing ourselves.
Right.
And like, look, it happens again because...
But it wasn't just like, oh, I mean, like in the other one, Thanos literally just grabbed her and threw her off. Like, they were having a fight.
Yeah.
And you didn't know who was going to win, really. Like.
Yeah, that one I wasn't sure about.
Yeah, I know.
But it didn't seem to make any sense that Hawkeye would be like, I need my family back. I'll throw myself off the thing. I'm like, whoa, wait, what? This whole thing because you
wanted his family to live.
Yeah, but...
And the only way that could happen was if he did that. Like,
What, though? If you do that, if you throw yourself off the edge and your family comes back, then they're going to be like, oh, geez, now we're all sad that Hawkeye dad is gone.
But they'll be alive, and that's all he cared about.
But they'll be sad. There'll be a giant hole in their heart. Look.
I know. Well, there's going to be a hole in somebody's heart, all right?
Well, there we go. Now we got no more Black Widow, even though they're doing a movie of her, right?
Yeah, but that's probably going to be like... whatever. Like,
I don't understand why movie studios make prequel movies when to characters that die. That's just like, I was like, why are we making a Han Solo movie? We know he dies. Why make a Black Widow? So I'm not going to get onto The Last Jedi. Don't worry. It just doesn't make any
sense. After the vodka kicks in there.
Yeah. So let me ask you this about the Joe Biden scene.
Okay.
And it ties into Star Wars a little bit, but why does Falcon have a George Lucas beard? Like, he's not fat. He doesn't have to. They don't have to. Like, you ever notice, like, Marvel characters with facial hair have weird facial hair? Like, Tony Stark's goatee is strange.
Yeah, I guess. Who else has facial hair? Rocket? He's got a lot of
He's got weird facial hair.
Weird like, hair, yeah.
I don't know if Doctor Strange has weird hair, but he's got a bad hairpiece. Like, that always bugs me seeing his hair on. I'm like, wow, that's so obviously not.
It's so obviously just like, this is what Doctor Strange's hair looks like.
And that's what I felt like when John Slattery was. I was like, ooh, but either they did a terrible dye job or they just got a really bad wig and put it on him and made it just like, it just does not look right.
I think they kind of overdid the 70s. You know, like, look, this is 1970.
Yeah.
Look at how goofy everyone is. You know, like,
it's Stan Lee.
You got to put Stan Lee in, of course. This might be his last one, I guess, right?
You know what? They'll just They'll put him in his computer generated stand.
All right.
That's my prediction.
Because Ace apparently was in the Captain America's support group there.
That's what I heard. Yeah. I didn't remember what he looked like until five days later.
Not that there's anything wrong.
I saw a thing. Yeah.
I'm bald too.
He looks like Walter. No, nothing wrong with that. Hey,
I'm bald
too. It's all good. Good. I'm glad we started making the in jokes.
People are still listening. They'll be gone soon enough. All right. So you have other questions now?
Yeah. Okay. So Captain America goes back to the past and lives out his life with Kathy Carter. That's not her name at all. You know, she hangs out with Cassie Andor too, and what was the one they called Rosie O'Dario?
Rosario Dario.
Oh, yeah, that was it.
Rosario Dawson became Rosario Dario.
So he goes and lives with Peggy Carter, right?
Right.
He goes, he gets all the things, puts the... So I guess I just don't understand the time, how time works in this. Like, Nebula can kill her past self, but she's still alive.
Well, no, here's... Okay.
Right. Please explain it to me, because the sound in the theater was like someone forgot to turn it up.
All right. That's unfortunate.
Yeah, and the person next to me had bad breath. Oh, and Jen? No, I didn't go with Jen. I went with my friend Andrew. But there was a woman I don't know sitting at. There were three seats in the back, and Andrew and I sat in the first two. And there were still a couple open seats, but apparently she felt like sitting next to this hard body was the way to go during this movie.
In case she had to grab onto you during an intense moment.
Which she didn't. I kept accidentally grabbing onto her I don't know if I was grabbing onto
her.
You have to
smell her breath.
Yeah, and I was like, oh, can I smell your breath? But I'd ask.
It makes me feel grounded.
This scene is scary. Can I smell your breath?
All right, let me figure out.
Please explain, because then maybe this movie will make more sense to me.
Well, here's the way Bruce Banner had like a theory on time travel, and I don't, you know, and he's like, oh no, because they're like, what about all these time travel movies where they go back and change the past?
Yeah.
And Bruce Banner's like, no, that's all nothing. Like that.
Yeah, I know. I get that. But then they came up with their own time travel thing that made like way less sense than all those time
travel. It kind of does fly in the face. But here's my theory as a man who has taken screenwriting courses.
All right, let's hear it.
This is my theory that you could. Do whatever you want with it. So in any movie, you can write whatever you want. You know what I mean? There's no like...
No, I know. There's no set rules for time travel movies. Yeah. They always end up not
it's
making it
sense. Stupid anyway. Like, they were talking about... On Red Letter Media, they were talking about Bill and Ted.
Yeah.
Like, leave the keys. Leave the keys. Look, the keys. Like, you know, I mean, that's...
But see, that makes sense to me.
All right.
That one makes sense to me.
But I mean, it's kind of, I don't know. I think if you really think about it, which you shouldn't do, let's face it, this is just a movie. So, but any movie, you can write it any way you want. And as long as you make people like, you know what I mean? You sell it. As long as you sell it well enough.
You have to follow the rules that you've created.
Right. And if you convince the audience that this is the reality that we're living in now. Time travel is possible, but when you go back in time, you're not changing the past.
All right.
You're there. Like you... So Captain America goes back to whatever year he went back to.
So he, and then...
Met up with Peggy.
And first of all, he's like, Peggy, I know that you're supposed to get married to someone else.
Well, that's a whole other thing.
That's a whole other ball of wax?
Yeah, because...
That poor guy now, what's his thing? Like, what happens to that?
All she said was, so the line was, Captain America saved a lot of men, including the man who would become my husband. That's what she said.
All right. So technically, then, she could still be referring to Steve Rogers.
That was Josh's theory as well, and I like that theory. Or she's a spy. So. She could be full of shit.
Yeah.
No?
Yeah, she's probably leading the double... She's probably married to some other guy in, like, Taiwan, you know, and leading a secret double life.
Well, but I mean, okay, here's another... So if... But if Sharon Carter was her niece... How's that work?
Well, Sharon Carter is her niece because she has a sister who had a baby.
All right.
That was a girl.
Okay, so that doesn't mean it's Peggy. It doesn't mean. Does it mean though that Steve Rogers kissed his niece?
He's not related by blood, so it's all right.
No, obviously. So.
Yeah. Yeah. Like, Oedipus didn't know he was fucking his mom. That still is kind of weird, though.
I think he did, didn't he?
No. He found that's why he gouged his eyes out. Then he found out. He's like, I've been shagging my mom. I got to stab my eyes out.
But he did like her.
Seems a little extreme, though.
Yeah, I know. You should probably just cut off your dick.
Yeah, or go to therapy or something.
Hey, they do it on Game of Thrones all the time. There's a guy fucking his aunt. So, like, what the hell? And everyone seems okay with it because they're hot.
Oh, well, yeah. Well, then that's fine. If you're is the other related by blood? And also, it was a different time in the Game of Thrones time.
Yeah, I don't know when it was.
I mean, I'm assuming. I've never actually watched it. Every time someone writes, G-O-T, I'm always like, where's the other G? Because I always want them. I'm always thinking they're talking about Guardians of the Galaxy.
Well, yeah, they're talking about Game of Thrones. It'll be over soon in any way, so you don't have to worry about it.
All right. Well, I know something terrible happened on this last week because everybody is like, oh.
Well, there was a big fight. By the laws of time travel that they established, Captain America from 2019, his future was to go. That was it. Like, there's no. Yeah. Oh, it's like. And he was.
All right. So then, while he's like living out his entire life, other Captain America's doing stuff?
Yeah.
That's what?
That was. But it's not other Captain America. It's the same Captain America. The Cap that will eventually go back to...
The Captain America that eventually fights himself.
I know.
All right. Here's my problem with that scene. Okay? I know it's not Loki. Clay. Oh, Clay. I was confused by the Tesseract thing, too. I thought it was in the Scepter or whatever. But... Well, it was.
Scepter is the mind.
It was, but then they go back into the 70s and get it again.
Well, there were two stones in that part.
Okay.
The Mind Stone and the Tesseract. The Mind Stone is in the Scepter.
All right, where did the Mind Stone go then after Loki went away with it?
Cap took it. No, Loki didn't take the Mind Stone. He took the Tesseract.
All right, then where? So that's just not even a stone?
The stone is in the Tesseract.
Yeah, now I feel like Clay.
So Tony Stark.
The stone's inside the Tesseract.
Tony Stark, 2019 Tony Stark.
They went back to the 70s and got it.
Yeah, but what happened was he picked up the briefcase that had the Tesseract in it after 2012 Tony Stark had the fake heart attack.
Yes.
Which was a real heart attack, but whatever. Yeah. So he's walking away with the thing. Hulk comes out and says, make me take the stairs.
And then Loki gets it and goes away. And then they have to go back to the 70s, which, right. You know what, at first when Captain America First Avenger came out, I felt bad that John Slattery wasn't playing Tony Stark's dad. And now I feel bad that the other guy that was playing Tony Stark's dad in like two movies isn't playing him anymore.
Yeah, it's kind of weird that they, well, I guess they perfected de-aging. I do feel kind of bad. That's the one role that they couldn't, like, they just had to keep recasting. But it's pretty much in the Marvel Cinematic Universe, it's always been, like, pretty consistent. But that was one that they kept just having to fuck around
with. So there are two blue stones, then, is what we're saying.
No. I mean, well, yeah, and I guess now there is, because Loki took one.
All right. Okay, so anyway, back to the Captain America fighting himself.
What do you want to know about it?
No, I don't want to know about it. I'm going to tell you what I think about it. Okay. All right, so, like, 2012 Cap is like, hey, I found Loki. And 2019 Cap's like, I ain't Loki, I'm you. And he's like, shut up, Loki, and starts punching him in the face. And then the Sharon Carter thing comes out. He's like, where did you get that?
Peggy.
And the Peggy Carter. God damn it.
Kathy Carter.
Kathy Cart. So he's like, where'd you get that? And he's like, shut your face, I'm gonna keep fighting you. And then he's like, oh, by the way, Bucky's alive. He's like, huh? I'll punch you in the face some more. No, I win. Why not? You know, if it was me from the future and me from the past, again, I've gotten into this before when we've discussed Looper.
Yeah.
Why I hated that movie, because me in the future must obviously know way more stuff than me in the past does. If me in the future comes and says, hey, this thing happens and this thing happens, I'd be like, all right, prove that you're me. And then I'd be like, well, future me was like, here's this thing that only you and I know about. And I was like, well, that's got to be me.
Right.
Why isn't future... Why would you? I wouldn't fight myself. You know, I wouldn't be, because I would already know what I would know. I'd be like, I know how to take down me because I know.
It was a little gimmicky, that scene. Yeah. It was a little just done to have like the fight.
60s Marvel comic-y, like, whoa, let's fight. Oh, you're a good guy. I'm a good guy, too. But I really would have just been like, you know, sort of like in the first X-Men movie where he's like, how do I know you're really Wolverine? And he's like, you're a dick. And he's like, oh, yeah, you're the Wolverine.
And, it's just to have that line, you know. The chuckle.
I mean, about the America's ass and whatnot. So
I know. I thought that was. They did kind of make fun of that costume though, which was funny because it is a goofy.
Yeah, that costume was awful. I was like, what?
That like a Halloween, like a kid.
Yeah.
Halloween costume.
That was a bad choice. I was glad that when what was the second one?
Winter Soldier.
Winter Soldier came out. Oh, that's my favorite of the Captain America costumes.
Yeah, that was good.
Which you know, I've been looking online. At good Captain America costumes, and that's the one I would do if I could fucking
blonde hair,
huh?
Could you have blonde hair like?
Yeah, and I'm fucking built like Captain America, so
sure. Well, you could take over then.
Yeah, well, I'm waiting for them to ask. You know? Just like look at Chris. Yeah. Chris Evans is all done, so
yeah,
might as
well
I'm
ask
here.
Me,
but all I need to do is like a month in the gym to like kind of just. Kind of tweak everything. I'm Captain America ready.
All right then. I'll,
yeah.
I'll call
you
my
talk
people.
To Kevin Feige.
Yeah. Hey, Feige.
Yeah.
You need a new guy.
You know, yeah. Because
you need a white guy. You can't have a black guy for a cat.
Yeah. No, look at what are we. Let's,
I'm surprised no one has said that. I'm sure someone has.
I'm sure someone has said that. But. So yeah, I'm ready to be Captain America.
All right. Well, good.
That's going to be the rest of the podcast talking about how I'm ready to be Captain.
This is what I would do if I fought myself.
No, yeah. Like, first of all, Captain America would never fight himself. He believed that, you know, wisdom would,
Yeah. Well, I'm glad it was like it was a short fight. He kind of just distracted. He was like, Bucky's alive. And then he just kind of like punched him out. Like it was.
I did like the elevator scene.
The elevator scene was great.
Cause it was like, oh, look at it. Everything's going to go down. And shit's gonna happen, and he just says "Hail Hydra," and then Gary Shandling pops out, and he's like, "He's one of us." And like, Gary Shandling, you died like 4 years ago. And he's like, "I know, but they CGI'd me into this movie because they shot like 75 scenes of stuff."
Probably, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I think they did it with Natalie Portman. I don't think she was actually in the movie.
No, she wasn't. I think that was just a shot lifted of Thor, the whatever, the red movie.
Thor: The Dark World. Yes.
Yeah.
Which there was a lot of. I was kind of surprised. I'm like, for everyone who kind of shits on that movie, and it's not great. Like,
it's fine.
It's fine.
It's fine.
But, like, they were in that movie a lot.
Yeah, it was a little surprising. Yeah. I am torn on how I feel about Thor being comic relief. Because he's not really comic relief. Well, maybe he is in the comics now, but.
I don't know. I don't really read the. I don't read the.
But
I think Chris Hemsworth is funny though. Like,
yeah, no, he's good. Yeah,
and I think this is how he wants to play it. But it was it went a little bit much. Like they were like maybe too many fat jokes.
Yeah, I was sort of hoping that at the end he would like power up with the lightning coming through him, and then he would get all like buff again.
Yeah, I kind of thought that would happen too, but
instead he's still schlubby Thor.
I know. He was.
And now you've got 900,000 memes of fat guys going, look, I've got a fucking Thor body now. And I'm like, ah. I want to put a meme out there that says, I got a Captain America body. So yeah. Shut up. Like, not even scrub Captain America, the good one.
Screw you, fat guys.
Yeah.
I mean, it was funny. Like, oh, hey, out of the way, Lebowski. Like, yeah, there were some funny lines, but I thought he was.
Yeah, I didn't even hear that because it was turned down.
Oh, that was like, a funny, like Tony Stark said.
Yeah, I read about it afterwards. Yeah.
But I thought in Infinity War, they really did a lot to make Thor into this awesome hero.
Yeah.
Like, I remember you saying, like, I think Thor's my favorite Avenger now.
Yeah.
After seeing Infinity War.
And this I may have said that. So.
He was played for, like, yeah, the comic relief. But I mean, it was cool at the end. I mean, it was about them fighting Thanos, the three of them, fighting
Thanos. I had forgotten that Stormbreaker.
Yes.
Is that what it is? I forgot it was an axe and a hammer.
Yeah, one end is like.
Why would you want to grab your old hammer then? Because you've already got the
Well,
best thing ever.
he just wanted to see if he was worthy.
Oh, well, that's it?
Well, it's big for him.
All right, that's good then. Well, that worked out well. It's because then Captain America got to use it
right.
at the
end. And I love when he's like, no, give me that one. Like, he didn't want Mjolnir anymore.
Yeah. All right, what else did I have? Hold on, let me look at my text conversation with PJ.
You got notes.
Well, kind of. Oh, shit, it went all the way back to the end of my conversation. I had it all. All right, hold on. Let's see. Oh, so Star Trek VI signature ending. Let's talk about that.
The Star Trek VI signature ending?
Yeah. The ending of the movie with the credits.
Oh. Yeah, that's true. They did. I noticed, yes.
Super Star Trek, which I was surprised that.
Well, I kind of think that
Happen in the Back didn't say anything about that. Instead, he talked about Voyager being
know,
called
to end. A lot about
Voyager. I was like, what about Star Trek VI, the most obvious of all of.
Well, I think that they did that probably because that was the last of that
well,
crew.
Well, Kevin Feige
is the last of this crew.
Is an admitted Trekkie, and I'm pretty sure that was on purpose. And he was like, you know what? Star Trek VI did it. Let's do it with our thing.
I didn't mind it, but I mean, yeah, I'm surprised Mike didn't say anything on Red Letter Media there because that he is a big – he says it on every episode. He has
yeah,
to make one
and
Star
talk
Trek.
About Star Trek. We should get him on our upcoming – What Does God Need with the Starship podcast?
That's the name of the podcast?
It is now.
All right! We got a name!
Tito's and Diet says so.
Just God.
It's Tito's and Diet Ginger Ale tonight, by the way.
Diet Ginger Ale?
Yeah.
Whoa, that's pretty good.
Yeah, no, it's good. So it's working! It's working!
We don't want to talk about Star Wars.
How do you know? How do you know? I saw the last scene. I saw the last scene.
Wow, there's a monkey's reference.
Oh, yeah, that's a deep cut right there.
We're really going deep, yeah.
All right,
yeah,
what else did I have?
I thought of that, too. I was like, oh, yeah, they did that in Star Trek VI, which was the end of that. And it did, and this did feel like that. Like, you know what I mean? And it's good.
Very
it's cool.
endish.
And everyone's like, what are they going to do next? What are they gonna? I'm like, well, there's
I don't think
of other
they'll do any. They're not going to do any Avengers movies for a while, I would say.
Yeah, I don't think they're going to do
Because all the good characters are gone now, except Thor.
And you didn't even like him in this one.
Yeah, and he was.
I know. Well, but they don't need it. They have other. They have Black Panther. They have, you know, Doctor Strange.
Yeah.
They have Spider-Man. They have
yeah.
Captain Marvel.
Okay, let me talk about Spider-Man for 1 second, because Spider-Man used to be my favorite character of all time.
Yes.
You know this. This is while everybody else was like fucking X-Men rock, I was like Spider-Man is the greatest.
Yes.
Since I was 6 or 7 years old, and I discovered the 1960s Spider-Man show, I was like. I'm in. I'm on board. I hate spiders, but I love Spider-Man.
I know. I always found that interesting.
Because it's not about the spider. It's about the man.
The man.
It's because I related to him because he was a fucking depressed, self-loathing failure. And I was like, well, I'm a depressed, self-loathing failure too. Like the comic panel that I related most to was Spider-Man at Christmas time having a drink with the black suit draped over a chair going like, Merry Christmas to you. You don't, you know what? Do you remember that one?
No, I don't remember.
He's like sitting there having a pity party for himself. I was like, no, I can totally relate to that Spider-Man.
Wow, I kind of want to find that panel, but all right.
Yeah, it's from a Spectacular Spider-Man. I believe
like from
it's
like
Peter
the 80s.
David, from the, yeah, 80s, again, late 80s-ish, probably.
So it wasn't symbiote, but it was like the
yeah, it wasn't.
Cloth black suit. Okay, all right.
Into that. Oh, by the way, Jobless Mike says, my septic tank is getting pumped tomorrow.
Oh, okay.
But sorry, I didn't. Like, then the text disappeared because the screen went off. My septic tank is getting pumped tomorrow between 8 and 12. If they come early, he can do a morning workout, which
Perfect.
Would continue my fucking Captain America body.
You're
just
Captain Americanist. Tell him that you need to do like 2 a day for a little
yeah,
while.
I was like, so. Not good enough, Mr. Scott. You're going to have to do better because. This Captain America body is not going to happen by itself.
Yeah.
So I wish they would make Spider-Man less annoying. That's my point.
Mm.
He is.
Well, yeah,
I can't,
he's supposed to be like the smartest kid in the world.
But I just want to slap him. Like all he does is like, bah, 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 bah. I was like, you know, my problem with the Tobey Maguire Spider-Man is he didn't say enough wisecracks. the Tom Holland Spider-Man just never shuts up. I actually feel Andrew Garfield was kind of the right balance, even though those movies were awful.
Yeah, the movies were bad.
Even though Brian,
this is sort of like a Bendis inspired Spider-Man. I feel like.
You know? Yeah, but it's like Bendis on fucking crack. Like, you know,
I feel like that, and but not Ultimate Spider-Man Bendis, like regular Spider-Man.
Yeah.
Like, would he just? This is my shtick. I talk a lot.
You know? And I felt Spider-Man was annoying then too.
Yeah, I kind of did too. But you know, like when he was in New Avengers, like when Spider-Man was in New Avengers, I found him annoying.
I did too. I agree completely, and that was why I was like, I started to get turned off from Spider-Man at that point.
I mean, it's still way better, like you said, than Andrew Garfield, and you know, it's. But it is a well. Now we're not going to have any Tony Stark in any of this. I think that's good. I think it's good to not have Tony Stark in the Spider-Man movies. Going, it was good to have him bridge him into the Marvel universe. Now he should be his own guy, and hopefully, you know, keep it down.
Yeah, God. I wish he didn't have all these like gadgets too.
What is the thing? Like, oh, this is
death mode
protocol.
It's very stabby.
I thought that they finally pulled that out. There were so many references. There was an article online which I didn't read the whole thing, but it was like, Endgame does a disservice to non-fans.
Sorry. That's the way you have to read it too.
I think I should read it. It was clickbait. It was bullshit. Yeah, you know, I scream for bedwetters. But like, it's funny because I thought if you had done that thing where you watched all 22 movies and then watched Endgame, where like some theaters were showing.
Yeah,
I would have been all set.
Yeah.
Because there were so many references to all the other movies. Not even just going time traveling into them. They were like little lines. Even.
Yeah. You know what? I used to consider myself a pretty big fan until we saw the first Iron Man movie and they did the strategic homeland, blah, 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 blah. And I didn't catch that it was S.H.I.E.L.D. until whatever. But in my defense, that wasn't – S.H.I.E.L.D. in the comic book wasn't – that wasn't their – what were they called?
They changed the name. They've changed the name of what S.H.I.E.L.D. stood for.
Yeah, it was like Supreme – Was that ours? Or was that squad? I can't remember.
Quests or whatever.
Quest unit and defense squad.
I don't remember. Shield what. I never like knew what S.H.I.E.L.D.
headquarters,
was.
You know, enforcement.
I don't even remember if it was.
It's like international enforcement law division, I think. Something like that.
I think it was something like law division. Law division. Yeah. Whatever. There's no S.H.I.E.L.D. anymore in the comics, I don't think so.
Who
cares?
That makes
they were always that, like, it was always too easy. Just have that fallback. Oh, S.H.I.E.L.D. will clean it up.
Yeah. You know, like, when's the damage control movie coming out? All right, let me look at my notes for some more stuff. Spider-Man was annoying was my last note.
I've been in it for like 2 minutes. I don't think.
And he was annoying. But you know what? I love the shot of Brie Larson saying, "Hey, Peter Parker," because I was like, "Oh man, I would fuck the fuck out of her in this part." Pardon
the
my French.
Short hair or the? Oh no, she had long
short hair. Yeah, no, she had short hair then. And I was like, I even dig that. She's still pretty that way.
Yeah. I wish she was in it a little more.
Yeah. Well,
really,
yes.
They built that up, and
they're like, at the end of the thing, here she is in the Avengers.
I know.
Okay, well, now she's got to go off to planet Goompla and
and then she came up and blew up the ship. This is cool. Like, okay, she blew up the ship.
And then all the ladies were like, it's time for us to be ladies and douche.
I know. I said this last night, so anybody who listened to that other podcast, sorry, but I'm going to say it again. It was a little forced.
Yeah, I agree.
I don't mind that they did that in the moment. And I know they did it in Infinity War with, like, Black Widow and what's her name? Obama.
Obama. Yeah. Well, he was in Spider-Man, too.
Yeah. And you called her comic with Obama in it, didn't you?
I did, too, in fact.
Oh, there you go.
I did the Obama comic in that whatever, that other one. I don't know if it's come out. I did the cover.
Oh, very good.
That's Joe Biden and Obama comic.
Look at that. So old Cap.
Yeah, but you know,
another Captain America.
I have lettered the Avengers for when Disney was doing their Marvel Superheroes magazine.
Nice.
And they were doing reprints of their all ages books or something. This is like 2011, 2012. So the first thing I ever lettered for Marvel Comics was Iron Man. And then I did a Fantastic Four, a Thor, an Avengers, maybe a Spider-Man and the Human Torch or something. I can't remember now. I did a bunch of stories where they had chopped down like 22 pages into 11 pages. So there was new lettering that needed to be done in terms of like, wow, we have to rewrite the story. So my goal in life was to work on Spider-Man, and I've done it like 2 or 3 times now because I did some uncredited web of Spider-Man work. not saying, Soto Color.
Well, that's part of the business, I guess.
Yeah, no, I'm fine with that. That's, yeah. You know, they didn't say, they told me you'd be doing this and you won't get credit. And I was like, as long as there's a steady paycheck involved,
I'll believe anything you say.
Yeah. So anyway.
Infinity War, it was okay because it was two women saving the other woman. In this one, it was like 17 women coming to the rescue of one. And I was like, where were all the dudes then? Like, I mean, like, that just looked too forced, you know?
Yeah.
Whatever. Give the ladies something to do. But meanwhile, like, Drax had one line, you know?
Yeah, probably because, he had one line, of course.
But, I mean, he only said it once, you know?
Yeah. Well, look, you can't fit every single character in.
I know, and I'm not really complaining. I'm not really complaining about that. I get it. They're going to have their own movie, and it's fine.
So. Yeah. So the Captain America and Sharon, what did I call her?
Kathy.
Kathy.
Something else.
Kathy Carter.
Everything but Peggy.
Yeah, Wendy Carter, that got me a little... That did get me like a little weepy.
Yeah, I mean, that was nice, that moment where he saw her in the... He was, like, in her office.
And that's real Jarvis or something.
I know. That's cool, because that's from... I was saying this last night. I believe that's the first time someone went from the show to the movie, not vice versa. A lot of people were in the movies and then went to the shows, but I think it's the first time a guy from the show was in the movie.
That's great. Yeah. I like that. Let's see. What else do I have to say? I had a lot of stuff, and I can't remember any of it now.
I thought you had it all in text messages.
Apparently PJ had all the answers for me.
All right. There's a lot of stuff I talked about.
Looper. Let's see. Back to the Future already. I didn't understand time travel.
I mean, like, I don't even think I explained it.
And if old me came from the future and past me was there, I'd be like, let's team up instead of fighting each other. And past me would be like, that seems like a good idea.
But the thing is, like, Loki had literally just become Captain America like 2 minutes before that. So you might be suspicious.
Yeah, although I kept referring to Peggy as Sharon in my notes.
Obviously.
But
I think they did.
He never corrected.
There was a shot where Sharon Carter got disappeared in the snap.
That's
why she wasn't in it. But I don't know. I mean,
what else happens in this movie? Like, remind me. Again, I thought I was going to be completely useless tonight talking about this movie because I don't remember any of it.
And you were right.
Yeah, this vodka is not helping. Is it?
I mean, like, I guess we have to ask. What did you think about the length of the movie?
That didn't bother me. Yeah. I made it through. No problem. I didn't have to make a bathroom break once. Although I had read where to take it. I was like, I'm ready.
I know.
In case it happens.
Yeah. And but I found some of that stuff to be kind of wrong. I was like, I think if you left during that, you would have missed something.
Yeah.
I forget what it was. Like, one of them was
They said the scene where Tony Stark is talking to Pepper Potts.
Yeah, I guess because we had already seen that in the trailer.
Early
in the movie. Like, that's
an hour.
You mean when he's back on Earth?
Yeah, when they're like in, where there's... Oh, okay. I have something. Here's something. I have a problem with the fact that Earth becomes sort of post-apocalyptic when they're like 5 years later. I feel like after 9/11, everybody was like, oh, man, the world is terrible and this and that. And then like 6 months later, everybody was back at their jobs doing stuff. I sort of feel like that's how the way the world would actually work is that we'd be like, yeah, that sucked. But, you know,
But I mean, that was 3,000 people in this country. And and it was terrible, obviously. But this is like billions of people all over the world.
Oh, but then... I know that some guy at the office would be like, oh, great, now I've got to do twice as much work because Fred over here got snapped out of existence. But I feel like we would make adjustments after 5 years and everything would be all right. And also, right. Black Widow's hair, that color would have grown out after 5 years. That's like a
year. It did look a little
talk.
Like, I know, they,
when I
brought
my hair, I was like,
really
it took
ratty.
A year. Yeah.
It's like, well, after the big snap, nobody made hair dye anymore.
But someone had to keep making hair dye because really that would have grown out after a year.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know what five. I don't know how fast her hair grows, but I mean,
it must be.
That was a rough 5 years
apparently.
For her hair.
Yeah, I sort of enjoyed Smart Hulk. Although he's a little too goofy for I guess that's my problem. Is everyone's just a little too goofy?
Yeah.
Because it sort of switched tones. It was like, cut off Thanos' head. Now we're going to be goofy.
I thought that was cool. Like, I thought, well, yeah, you're right. But then they didn't follow it up with, like, I mean, well, then right after that, they did the 5 years. So.
Yeah. But then Hulk becomes like, hey, I'm going to get my selfie taken with the kids.
I know. That was a little bit, take a selfie with Ant-Man.
Let's just keep talking about Ant-Man's lame.
I know. Like, that was a little, like, I guess now the length didn't bother me, but I mean, if you're thinking like, let's cut 10 minutes out of this movie, then you could have done it. You could have cut a couple minutes there about Ant-Man and the selfie.
Why does everybody get down on Ant-Man too? It's Falcon is way more lame. He's the guy with the suit with like wings on it, you know?
I know, but like Ant-Man was the key to the whole thing. Without him, they wouldn't have been able to do anything.
Yeah.
Would have sat around moping.
Yeah. Also, I just want to say how easy it was for Tony Stark to just run a simulation to figure out time travel. Or do this now with that thing.
Well,
and then,
yeah,
like,
he just
it
showed
worked.
Up with the GPS. That was the thing that got me. He's like, this is the time travel GPS.
Yeah.
It's like, oh. So you just whip that up in your cabin. Like, and I know, like, whatever. It's a movie. I'm not going to get to. This is, well, the thing that got me about that, which, because I thought about it some more, and I was like,
by the way, I'm having a hard time making through this podcast without a bathroom break.
Oh, you're too bad. That's like such a Marvel Comics thing, though. I kind of felt like, well, that's just what happened in Marvel Comics.
Yes.
Except it was usually Reed Richards.
Yeah.
You
know? Which.
You would just build whatever they needed.
Yeah. You
know? So I guess.
Which I feel like, is going to be the next thing. It's going to be the next good movie. It's going to be a Fantastic Four movie. As long as they don't make it so comedic, tone down some of the comedy and give me a little more drama.
Well, that's – but all the Marvel movies are
– I know. But you know what? That's why maybe Jen calls it Xfinity Wars. maybe that's why I liked it because it was drama, you know?
Yeah, there was
– I don't mind.
It had some comedy, but it
my
wasn't
my humor
over
peppered in. Like, that's fine. But sometimes they just go a little too broad with the comedy. That's how I felt in Guardians of the Galaxy 2. That scene where all the Rocket was doing something, all the guys kept getting thrown up in the air.
I thought that was pretty funny.
And I was like, all right,
scenes,
settle down.
I agree. There were scenes in Guardians 2 where it didn't work.
Yeah.
Especially when it gets to the end. You know what I mean? I think that's my problem. When they start making jokes near the end, when it's supposed to be like, okay, the climax is coming. This is serious. This is life or death, and it's like, oh, we're still laughing here.
Yeah. You know? Oh, look at my dad's like the fucking half skeleton, half muscle guy, but I'm gonna make a joke about it.
I mean, I did like the "I'm Mary Poppins, y'all" joke. That was pretty funny.
Yeah, that was fine.
But
I'm all right
with
that.
They had already kind of won by that point, right, or whatever. I don't know.
Yeah.
But like, too much jokes when it's supposed to be serious. Like, and I know like people shit on Dark World, but there was a moment that kind of bugged me. When like we're building to the climax and
they had to take the
train.
Yeah.
And then the woman is kind of like she like bumps into him and she's like, "Oh, you're hot." You know what I mean? Like,
yeah, right. Cut that part out. Like, you know,
you don't need that. That's stupid. Yeah. We know Thor's hot.
Yeah. Christ. I don't need some lady on the train telling me that.
That's why like Winter Soldier was I think
that was perfect.
Whatever. Yeah, there were some jokes, but it was mostly really like an intense
Here's the thing. Movie. You can have an intense action thriller with jokes in it, but don't give me slapstick over the top goofiness, you know? Because then your tone is like wildly out of control.
Yeah, comic timing is very important. Like Yeah, there were jokes in there. Like when he throws the guy off the roof and she's like, what about the girl? Blah, blah, blah. And he's like, the one with the nose ring? Yeah, I don't think I'm ready for that. I thought that was pretty funny. But once they got to the end scene and they're like fighting, I mean, there were no more jokes. It was over. It's time to fight.
Time to fight.
I mean, it's garbage.
I have questions again.
All right, go ahead.
So Mike on Red Letter Media brought up the thing about Tony Stark and the Infinity Gauntlet and the making the Iron Man hand.
Yeah, so, I remember that. Do you agree with
why
him?
Did you
I kind of feel like they never said that this is the most important glove in the world and this glove is the greatest
but
thing.
But Peter Dinklage had forged it out of the fire of Dinklage. You know what I mean? He was like,
but they didn't say that no one else could ever make this.
Wait,
maybe if Thanos...
When Hulk did it again? I forget.
What?
Why didn't it work again when Hulk was putting it on or something? What happened? Oh, they got shot up, right? Is that what happened?
It worked. Yeah, no.
But
I mean,
it worked. I don't remember.
And everything came back.
Oh, okay. All right. So, who are they trying to get the glove to at the end? Or they were just getting
it? They were just trying to keep it from Thanos.
Well, but why did Peter Parker get it and give it to Captain Marvel? Where was she going with it?
I don't know.
France? I don't know. It was just like a lot of...
taking the Infinity Gauntlet for a little vacation.
The Eiffel Tower.
Yeah. A little sightseeing. Yeah. I don't think they said. I think they just said, get it away. Like, I don't know. It's kind of weird.
Yeah, that is kind of weird.
You're right. And in fact, I think there were moments where it was kind of like, I was kind of like, shouldn't they be worried about where that gauntlet is?
Yeah.
You're talking about this most powerful thing in the universe. And it's kind of just like, oh, Hawkeye's got it down there somewhere. I don't know. Let's just.
Yeah, give it to Hawkeye, the guy with no powers. You know,
well, after the whole
base blew fucking
up.
Ant-Man who can down to the size of an atom, and then no one would see him.
I think that was another thing. I don't remember now what I was going to say. Something else that Mike, one other one of Mike's questions from Red Letter Media, and I can't remember what it was now, but it had something to do with. Oh shit! Oh, whatever, I forgot it.
I'm sorry. Sorry that I Ant-Maned. No, Ant-Man it ruins it again.
It was me because it popped in my head and I kept talking and then I just it went right out. But it had something to do with Hawkeye and the thing and then whatever.
The thing was in it?
No.
I missed him.
But yeah, I thought like I don't know. I just thought like yeah, like I like the fact like oh my god, like Thanos literally blew the shit out of the thing and he had all his guys there, and it was all cool. But, yeah, I kind of felt like they should have maybe made more of an effort there to be like, no, we got to get the gauntlet, get the gauntlet. And I didn't really love the hot potato sort of aspect.
Yeah, I was sort of where I was like, this is Back to the Future 2, where Biff's got the fucking goddamn, what was it? That's what he kept calling it.
Almanac.
The sports almanac. And it was like, oh, Marty keeps trying to get it. It was just really frustrating.
But I did like the moment.
Also,
okay.
I'm just going to say, again, about annoying Spider-Man, there's like a scene where he's like hopping around and then he's like hops to the front and then his like mask like disintegrates or whatever the fuck happens in Marvel movies where they can just make things appear and disappear off of themselves.
It's nanotech.
Yeah, I was like, Spider-Man was always like, no one must find out who I am, Aunt May. Now he's just like, here I am, I'm Peter. Mm-hmm. And then Captain Marvel's like, hey, Peter. You know, thanks for sharing your secret identity that you don't ever want anyone to know. Because then Aunt May gets killed in the comic book, and then you have to make a fucking deal with the fucking devil to undo 30 years of continuity.
That was the stupidest thing that they ever could have done ever. It's just, whatever. Don't get me started.
And then the Last Jedi.
Talk about undoing 30 years of continuity. Midichlorians! Oh no, everyone has the Force. What?
Huh?
Anyways, so I forget what I was going to say. Yeah, I mean, whatever. But I did like the part where, because they're in Civil War, Hawkeye and Black Panther are about to have a fight, and he's like, hey, I'm Clint. And he goes, I don't care. But like in this one, he's like, Clint, give me the gauntlet. So like he remembered his name.
Oh, that's nice. That's good.
That was pretty funny. Yeah. So
He remembered after 5 years.
When he's been dead, but it's only been like nothing for them, right? Isn't that what Peter Parker said?
Yeah, that's what it's like. I know. That's a joke.
I get it.
All these right, are the jokes, son.
Don't make jokes. This is the time for drama.
I say these are the jokes, son.
I did kind of like that when Tony Stark did land back on Earth, he said, oh, we lost the kid. Like, he really does. He does like Spider-Man. I like it, you know? Even though, like, that scene where he's like, no, I'm not going to hug you. I'm just opening the door. Like, it seems like he doesn't really care about Spider-Man. You know, he did.
Gives him a hug in this movie.
Yeah, he does. Yeah. See, there you go. There's another reference.
Yeah. Oh, I caught that reference. I'm going to talk about the poorly weird, like, they also talked about this on Red Letter Media, but I also noticed it. The weird shot at the end at Tony Stark's funeral where everybody in every movie, I was like, this isn't even, like, Doctor Strange's head doesn't even look like it belongs on that body. It just looks so odd. And I was like, who's that? That guy, and it turns out to be the kid from Iron Man 3.
I thought that was funny, although no one.
I don't know who he was. I was like,
nobody knew.
That guy?
Literally nobody knew. You.
I was like, is that someone from? Is that someone from Ant-Man and Wasp? Because I haven't seen that movie.
Well, they did have Michelle Pfeiffer, who has like.
Yeah, no, I knew she was in that movie, so I know who Michelle Pfeiffer was. I was looking at this Catwoman in a Marvel movie.
Yeah, I know that was pretty great. Yeah. But I don't know. I mean, yeah. Whatever. I know it wasn't. It was kind of like, I think by that point you're just kind of like, la la la. And I didn't even really notice. I know this. It was kind of one of those weird one shots. And so it's
something. Yeah. Every now and then there's a shot in these movies that I'm like, oof. It's like probably needed like another couple days to get that one right. And being someone that's worked in this kind of stuff, I understand. You sometimes just gotta kick it out as fast as you can.
Just gotta go.
Yeah.
Fix it in post.
Yeah. But they didn't. They made it worse in post.
They didn't fix it in post.
Because there was a couple shots in Civil War I remember going, ooh, that's a little rough. But
well, it's all the same directors, so I guess that's.
Yeah. It's all just pussy to me.
It's all pussy. Do you have any other. Do you have problems with. People have asked. I'm going by what people have asked me. A couple people asked me Gamora.
Ask John. Section of the
yes, this is the bar. Ask John. Well, because I know you're not going to remember anyway, so I'm trying to jog your memory.
And I'm drinking vodka, so
even better. People are saying, so what's up with Gamora? What's up with Gamora? And they didn't use that voice, but I'm just giving them a.
All right, so what am I supposed to? What's up with her? Well, so, she's green.
She's. I mean, yeah, unlike 2014, Gamora now lives in 2019 or whatever the hell year it is. I guess it's 24 or whatever?
Something like that.
23?
What is 5 years from now?
Well, 5 years 24. From last year.
Oh,
right?
Last
five
year.
Years from, who cares? But
so 2023.
So, but Gamora was from 2014.
Yeah. So well, she's still alive. So,
yeah, so that's all that counts.
Back for the next Guardians movie, the dynamic they had in the first movie where Peter Quill is all like, I'm into you, and she's like, you're a fucking douche. And he's like, yeah, but you love me because I'm a douche. She's like, no, look at 20, whenever, 16, Gamora likes you, not 2014, Gamora.
Well, I bet they can play that for a lot of comedy. It's almost like 2014 Groot became 2016 Groot or whatever, you know what I mean? Like, became different. Groot was different. Like, baby Groot was different. So I think this is a chance to have Gamora be different, and I like it.
Yeah, no, I'm fine with it. It doesn't bother me. That what bothers me more is Peter Parker in high school 5 years later with all these other people that probably should have graduated.
But some of them were dead, like half of them.
Yeah, some of them. He can still have half his classmates with him, but half of them should be off to their shitty jobs where they're complaining about doing twice as much work because Fred snapped out of existence or whatever.
Because Fred. Yeah. Fred couldn't have been kept alive. Thanks a lot, Thanos.
Yeah, thanks, Thanos. Now I got twice as much fucking work because of you. Now I have twice as many TPS reports to turn in.
And the economy probably collapsed too, so you probably didn't.
So you're lucky to even have a job at this point. Even though they're half the people that you think there should be way more jobs because
it's true. you get to pick and choose. Maybe that's why Ant-Man
trash collecting looks as though it really needs some to hire some people.
Yeah, well, because that's it's like the same. Like speaking of Office Space, it's like that line where he says, like those tests you take are all bullshit because if no one would clean shit up if you had $1 million.
Right.
And that's what happened because I guess all the good jobs were out there, and no one wanted to be garbage men.
I'd be rich.
I know you're not an Ant-Man guy, really, but like.
Oh, and I just made a Bare Naked Ladies reference.
Oh, I know, but.
Sorry, everyone. Sorry for the two people that might be listening.
You know, they've all just turned it off and went to watch Red Letter Media because we're basically just retreading their whole thing by now.
No, but these were all my thoughts before I saw them. So.
I know. Okay, so.
I don't need Mike Stoklasis to tell me what to think.
All he does is talk about Star Trek.
Yeah, which is, you know. If I wasn't complaining about Last Jedi, it's all I'd be talking about as well.
Oh, I see. So we have like
except days. I don't like the Star Trek he likes. I like original series. He likes everything like
he likes everything. He likes Discovery and Voyager and all that.
Yeah, I've never even watched Voyager, so.
Like side note, like the clips from they showed from Star Trek Discovery, like I was like, these are really bad effects, and I know it's like,
it was TV, I guess.
But yeah. I was like, ugh, yeah. Like wow. That's rough. Anyway.
Yes.
I guess, I mean, these are silly things. I'm nitpicking a little bit. I don't know how old Ant-Man's daughter is supposed to be, but she seems like a little kid in the first Ant-Man, like a little kid. He buys her like a stuffed animal. Like.
Yeah. Well, he was in jail for 5 years or whatever, so.
No. Well, yeah, he was in jail.
And then he was dead for 5 years. He's essentially lost like 10 years in there. So.
I don't think he was in jail for 5 years. It was a couple years.
Why isn't his friend there back? Hector or whatever his name is.
I think his name is Luis.
Luis.
Whatever.
The guy that tells all the stories. You know, yeah, that guy.
Well, like, they can't put it all in there, you know?
Well, what they should have done was a recap of all the stuff up to the beginning of the movie should have been him recapping the movie.
That would have actually been that would have been gold.
Also, really here's something for you. Why was it daytime in Wakanda and then daytime at Clint Barton's place?
But it was also daytime in New York when Nick Fury disappeared.
That might have been solar eclipse.
I mean, whatever.
Anti-solar.
How do we know how long it took that the Thanos wave? Did everyone blink out at the exact same second?
Isn't that how it works?
I don't know. They never said anything.
My cat is sitting at the door going, ow, 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 ow. Oh. She's like, meow, 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 I want to be on the podcast.
Meow, 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 I'm still here. You didn't snap me away.
Yeah, no, I made it through. Hashtag I survived the snap.
I mean, whatever. That's I remember Mike saying that too, and or whoever.
Oh, he said that too. All right. Well, there we go. See, I don't even remember him saying that.
One of the Red Letter Media guys said that, and I was like, I mean, who cares?
I care. I want to know why it's daytime everywhere.
Well, maybe that wave had to go across all the oceans and everything, because I mean, like, let's look at it this way. Look at this way. Even like the guys on Titan all faded out like one at a time.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like it was like Drax and what's her name, the chick with the antenna. I thought that was pretty funny. How like it was my family, you know, Drax, Groot, and Quill, and the chick with the antenna. But anyway, like I mean, they all disappeared in different waves. So maybe no, it didn't happen all at once. Maybe some people took like 6 hours.
All right. We'll go with that.
Just go with that. Who cares?
All right. So what do you think about Tony Stark dying?
I mean, it was.
I knew it was going to happen because how could it not? He's like, I make $50 gazillion per movie. They're like, we can't keep handing this one guy all this money.
I mean, I'm not going to say I knew it was going to happen. I had a feeling. This was his last one, no matter what. I suppose they could have just been like, okay, I'm going to live happy ever after now, out in my cabin in the woods.
You know what bugs me is when everybody's like, who could have played Tony Stark better than Robert Downey Jr.? I was like, Tony Stark wasn't even like that in the comics until Robert Downey Jr. came along.
It was just the look. He had the look. It's not so much that he played him, but he just looked.
Remember, like, Tom Cruise was supposed to play Tony Stark? And
oh, God. Thank God.
That what was the comic that happened where they made him look like Timothy Dalton? Because that was a bad bit. Because that was just a mistake all around. Well, I'm going to say, I think Timothy Dalton is kind of cooler looking now than he was when he played James Bond. And he's got like that goatee, and he's, you know, when he was in Penny Dreadful a couple years ago, I was like, that Timothy Dalton for like a 60, late 60-something year old man is a pretty cool looking dude.
Yeah, I'm trying to remember when I saw him in something.
He's in DC Comics, whatever.
No, I don't watch
He's that. On one of that shows. Was it Doom Patrol? Is it? Is he on that? But he looks fucking cool in that.
Yeah, I think you're right, though. I forget what I saw him in now, but I was like, oh my god, that's Timothy Dalton. He looks great. Like, yeah. He looks like cool. Like, not like great, like a handsome man, but like...
No, I'd do him, but he's, you know...
I hope I look like that when I'm his age. Cool, yeah. Kind of cool, yeah.
Because he's 70... I forget, 73? Oh, something like that? Shit, I was just watching a thing, James Bond actors then and now, last night, and I was like, wow, I didn't realize he was that old.
I guess I remember him a lot from the... What was that Fran Drescher movie? Was it Talk to the Hand?
Beauty and the Beautician or something like that? Beautician and the Beast? Is that what it was?
Yes, that was...
He didn't. He also was like the bad guy in some like Warner Brothers, like that. Not Space Jam, but what was the other one that they did and had Brendan Fraser in it?
I don't know.
Yeah, it's. I was like, for a guy that was like, I'm a Shakespearean actor, he did a bunch of shit.
Well, his agent was probably like, dude, you got to start making some money here.
Yeah, look, there's no money in these like local Shakespeare plays, so.
There's not a lot of call for Shakespeare in this town. That's the line from Swingers.
There you go, which ties into Jon Favreau telling Tony Stark's daughter, I'll get you some cheeseburgers.
I had forgotten that he liked cheeseburgers.
Yeah, because they only really did it in that first movie. He wasn't eating cheeseburgers all the time.
He never ate anything ever again.
Oh, you know what? Speaking of that, the CGI work on skinny Tony Stark, like when in the first scene, I was like, "Wow, you lost a lot of weight." And then when he's back on Earth yelling at Captain America, I was like, "Ooh, that's a bad effect."
So you thought that?
I thought it was good in the first scene. I thought it was good when he's on the spaceship. But then I thought it was bad when he was back on Earth. I was like, well, this is obvious that it's been manipulated.
Did you? So I guess, like, okay, so, you know, here's what I think. And maybe, I don't know, maybe I missed something. So he's out there. He's like near death. Captain Marvel shows up out of nowhere. Takes him back to Earth.
Yeah. Like, as Captain Marvel's want to do.
I mean, no, that's great. It was a cool moment because I was like, how's he going to get back?
Worked out well for him. I don't know how it worked out for him.
Exactly. Like, how did you know that he was there and that's where he wanted to go? Like, and then she lands. They don't go, hey, who are you? Like, I don't know. Are we supposed to believe that somehow from the end scene in Captain Marvel when she showed up and said, where's Fury? There was some interaction there. And they said, well, Tony Stark might be out in space somewhere.
She's like, all right, I got, I'll be back in 10 minutes. Let me see.
Right. I mean, because there was virtually no.
Yeah.
Captain Marvel said nothing except that one line, which is like, well, then we'll just go get Thanos and get the Infinity Stones. Like, that was her thing. And then Thor with the thing and the, oh, I like this one. Like, that was all cool. But, like, aren't they like, wait, who are you? Like, you know, like, I don't
understand. Yeah, I know. Look, everyone's just very accepting of new friends, apparently. Oh,
so when half the universe disappears.
Yeah, look, we got whatever we can get here.
And then she just goes, well, I gotta go check out Planet Gloompa, or whatever you called it earlier.
I call it like Gunpla, but that's like actually Gunpla is like a model thing of Gundam. Like, that's what they call it. I didn't mean to call it that. I was trying to come up with like a funny thing, but the vodka.
The planet vodka.
Kotva.
I mean, and then I thought, like, can we have her? Why wouldn't they be like, hey, Cap, we're doing this thing. We're questing for the stones. Can you come back? We need
She's
you.
Like,
and, like, it'll take 5 seconds because we're going to come back at the exact same moment that we left.
Yeah, it's going to be cool. It's going to be great.
You can obviously get in touch with her.
Yeah, you're not going to miss a thing on planet Kotva. And, it'll be fine. It's fine.
But whatever. Maybe they didn't want to pay Brie Larson either. But
maybe that's
for all. I don't know why. Because I just feel like they built it up as like, oh, like this is.
Yeah.
Like,
she's but don't worry.
Turn the tide.
All the Brie Larson haters are actually happy that she didn't
have part. She really fell there. I don't know. That's what happens when you, people think you hate men.
Yeah. Well, you know, I don't think she hates men.
No, she even said, I don't hate white dudes.
It's
I
okay, just... because look at...
Look it.
I'm just waving my hand around. Oh. That's why I'm saying look it. If you could see, I'd just be waving my hand in a dismissive manner.
Oh, I see.
Here's how, and that's... You know what?
No, you're right. None of those people fucking matter, so who cares? Like, in fact, and she's still comic mega popular. Movies. Yeah. Her movie made $1 billion.
So,
hello.
Yeah. So, you know, obviously it's a vocal minority.
Exactly.
And then there's me who just doesn't give a fuck one way or another. I'm like, I'm not going to, like, if Brie Larson says something against men, what the fuck do I care?
Yeah.
She didn't say it to my face.
She comes over to my house
and says, John, you awesome looking Captain America dude. I hate your fucking guts, you white, awesome-looking Captain America dude. Then maybe I'd be mildly insulted. I'd go, what?
You'd probably be a little confused.
Yeah, first of all, awesome. Like, what are you doing here?
But you,
you're sending me mixed signals. You just said I was awesome and I sucked all at the same time. And
come on, Brie.
And also, how did you get my address? North Dakota.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah.
I mean, who cares? But I just. Hey, my only gripe is I wanted her in it some more. Yeah. Is that so wrong?
Yeah, my only complaint is there wasn't enough Captain Marvel.
That's right.
Really, that wasn't my complaint. My complaint was sort of time travel is really confusing.
Well, I mean, it always is. But as long as you make people believe it within the context of the story you're trying to tell.
I'm still questioning a lot of stuff in there. But, like, you explained it. I get it. I still think it's kind of dumb. I like my Back to the Future time travel better. My Bill and Ted time travel.
That's fine. That's true.
Makes more sense to me. I'm like, okay, I get that. This one I don't get. I don't get but how this, you
can... They needed a way to explain like the like roadie theory of why don't we just go back and kill baby Thanos.
Yeah.
So they needed to explain that away. Otherwise, they wouldn't have had a movie.
Yeah, no, I get that. It was sort of a plot point of convenience in a sense, I guess.
Right. People don't think in those terms a lot. Like, people think, like, whoa. And then they post their stupid clickbait all over the place. Mm. But the point is, like, they needed a story. This was a story they wanted to tell. They wanted to sort of have this love letter to all the Marvel movies, or most of them, you know? And so they go back to all the, like, all these previous movies that people remember. And yes, it is for the fans. Sorry, you shitty assholes at Deadspin. It's for the fans!
Well, look, it made $1 billion worldwide in its opening weekend.
$1.3 billion or
something. And even though I only thought it was just okay.
That's all right. You're not...
Look, I haven't berated the movie completely. There were things I absolutely loved in it, but there were also things I was like, I don't know about this, but...
There was very much, like you said at the very beginning of this podcast, there was very much a character thing.
About the characters?
Well, it was a storyline.
Bobby or Rob would have been psyched.
About, like, we have to get these parts in. Tony Stark talking to his dad. They're feeling out, like, oh, my son is on the way, blah, blah, blah.
I kind of found that scene annoying. I was like, all right, just stop hitting me over the head with this shit.
I know, it would go on a little long. The Thor and his mom, though, that got me. I don't know.
I like that, actually, because I can relate to that, losing a parent. And if I could go back in time and talk to my old man one last time,
yeah,
you know, I would totally
live
the worst day of my life if I could see my father one more time.
There you go. Yeah. I mean, like, yeah. Plus, he's having this crisis because he feels responsible for what Thanos did because he didn't kill him when he had the chance.
Yeah.
So, like, that was great. I love that stuff.
Yeah, I like that. The Tony Stark and his dad, that scene kind of, I was like, all right, let's get this over with. Jeez.
We get it.
Yeah.
He's almost
and also,
blind.
It sort of just felt, the woman on the elevator was like, I've never seen these two guys before. And really the only reason she says that is so that he hides into the room and sees Sharon Carson.
Right. Well, I mean, but whatever, because that's a little more build up to what happened at the end.
Yes.
I mean, he hadn't seen her in like 70-something years, so.
Yeah, well, no, he saw her when she was old in Captain America, whatever soldier. Right?
Civil War. Was Civil War, she died, right.
Yeah, that one, where he's sitting there chatting with her, and then he goes in the funeral and shit.
Yeah.
That was Civil War? I thought it was Winter
Soldier. No. It was Winter Soldier. In Civil War, he got a text that said,
All right, so there we go.
Yeah. So, I mean, but he hadn't, maybe that was like the moment where he realized, like, where he's seeing her meant, like, as a young woman again, meant and kind of stirred him.
Youngish,
like,
you know.
And he said, I gotta have that.
Yeah, gotta tap that ass.
Well,
hey, look, she's a lovely lady. Yeah, he's not
wrong. She might be married to some other guy.
He's like, so we better make this quick. I gotta stop that from happening. So if you can't affect the past.
No, he didn't stop. I think we established he didn't stop that from happening.
Well, what if Steve Rogers from 2012 is like, hey, wait a minute, you stole my lady, Captain America from the future. Let's fight.
Well, yeah, I guess. But then in 7 years, he'll realize, oh, yeah, I am going to go back and get that.
So I beat myself up for no reason.
I think that's what we're trying to establish here. The time, what you've done is already set. You cannot change that. Going back to the past does not change anything.
Okay.
Which I was a little confused when what's-her-name, the ancient one, was telling Bruce Banner, like, you have to bring it back because otherwise you'll change everything. It's like, well, you won't change everything. But I guess she was right. She's like, you'll create an alternate. I think that's the scene that people need to pay attention to.
Okay. Well, that's not my favorite.
Create a divergence, like the alternate 1985.
Yeah, well, which is what Ant-Man comes back to, is the Biff Tannen 85. Yeah, where he's basically like this trash on the street. And, whoa, wait, Biff Tannen casinos everywhere? Yeah.
It's kind of like I told my brother, it's like the J.J. Abrams Star Trek.
Yes.
You didn't change anything that William Shatner did. That all happened.
Yes.
So there you go.
All right. That's fine.
That's the way to explain. I just explained it. It took me an hour. well, that's all right. All right. Well, I think we can probably stop recording.
Yeah, well, I'm not recording. You are.
Are you
Hopefully.
I mean, I'm out of beer, so.
Yeah, no, I finished my drink like 15 minutes ago.
Yeah.
That's why I'm starting to make sense again, because I'm sobering up.
Oh, well, we can't have that. We gotta go get another one.
Yeah.
And another one. And a cleaner.
And a better one.
All right, well, thanks, though, for listening to 2+ hours of us rambling
stupid
on about
crap. This is the only hour worth listening to.
I know. Don't even bother with that other one. Don't listen. You were sober then.
Yeah, this is much better. This is going to be the new podcast. What does God want with a starship plus vodka? What does God need?
Codvo. What did you call it?
Codva.
Codva. All right. Well, thanks for listening, and we'll see you chumps later.
Yeah, that's right. Sayonara shitheads, or whatever I say.
I think that'll do, pig.
And then Captain America comes back at the end as Joe Biden.